الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, it is reported that the person that recites durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once Allah Azza wa Jal blesses that person with 10 messes. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we go any further, let's all make good intentions. As it is reported in a summary of hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's all make good intentions that we're going to listen to this for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And whatever we're going to learn, we're going to practice upon it and teach it to others as well, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. As our discussion is about dua, when we make dua, as we've mentioned, that dua is pleading in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dua is communication between Allah Azza wa Jal and His servant. So my beloved viewers of Madani Channel, today we're going to discuss about wasila in dua, making dua using a wasila. What do we mean by a wasila? What do we mean by this terminology? Wasila or tawassul, it means literally, it means seeking closeness to make a request or supplicate through means. To make dua in the call of Allah Azza wa Jal through means. And making dua in the call of Allah Azza wa Jal through means, it has also been mentioned in the Quran, whereby Allah Azza wa Jal says, O you who believe, fear Allah Azza wa Jal and seek a means to Allah Azza wa Jal. Seek a means to Him. A means which is a wasila to Allah Azza wa Jal. First type of a wasila that we will talk about when making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, when one is pleading in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, when one is using this weapon which we know as dua, whereby it is reported in the hadith. Over and over we hear this hadith, we hear the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a dua is the weapon of a believer. Now we use this weapon of a believer through means. as Allah Azza wa Jal has told us in the Quran, has said in the Quran. In another verse, is that Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has beautiful names, so call on to Him through them. Subhanallah. Call on to Allah Azza wa Jalla using the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jalla as a means to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla, as a means of our du'as being accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, being a means of our du'as to be heard in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Another type of wasila to Allah Azza wa Jal, a certain good deed, one makes a permissible action. The ulama ikram, the advices, which is the practice of the awliya ikram, and they used to make a good action, then after doing that good action, they use that good action as a wasila, then they make dua. Like the ulama ikram, they will advise us, they advise us to make, to perform two rakat, perform two rakat, then after performing the two rakat, you plea in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes we are told, you give out sadaqah. You give out charity in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And after that, after doing a good act, a good action, then we plea in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. A wasila is something that has been used even at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means of getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, they were used. For an instance, this is supported by the hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 3. There were three people that were traveling. And while these three people were traveling, there came a storm, a very heavy storm. And when this storm approached, these people, they ran away to look for shelter in the cave. When they got into the cave, a rock fell, blocking the entrance of the cave, which was the only exit. So now they are trapped inside the cave. What do? They have a mashura. They talk among themselves that now the only way for us to come out of this cave, the only way for us to come out of this cave is by making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal using our good actions, using good deeds that we did in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. They make dua. They're in trouble, then difficulties, which are things that we come across in our lives. We come across problems, we come across tribulations, we come across so many difficulties, problems. Where do we turn to? We turn to Allah Azza wa Jal in dua. For whatever difficulties that we have, for whatever problems that we have, we should turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. We should cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should plead in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have to bear this in mind, that Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the knower of everything. He is the only one that has power over everything. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one that is the one who is in control of everything. And He's the one that can remove all our difficulties and problems. But we have to turn to Him. We have to plead and cry in His court. Now what these three people they do? They say, they're after making mashura, that now we have to plead in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, make dua, supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, using our good deeds as a wasila, that our dua may be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that Allah Azza wa Jal, through His mercy, He may save us and move this rock. They come to an agreement. So the first one makes the dua. O Allah Azza wa Jal. O Allah Azza wa Jal. I have my old parents. And Ya Allah, I used to serve them milk first before serving anyone, my children and the whole entire family. I would first serve my parents. Then after they have heard the milk, then I would serve the rest of the family. Allahu Akbar. O Allah Azza wa Jal, it happened. It so happened that I went far to look for wood. When I returned home, it was already late. After milking the goats, I went to present the milk to my parents for them to have. But I found them that they had already fallen asleep. Ya Allah, I stood next to them with that bowl of milk. My children were crying for the milk, but I could not serve them. But I could not serve my children before giving my parents the milk. Ya Allah, I did not wake them up because I wanted to give them milk so that I could serve the rest of the family. But I stood there with the milk until they woke up. Subhanallah. He says, I stood there until they woke up. And only after they were awakened, after they had woken up, I gave them the milk. Ya Allah, if this action which I had done, it was only for your pleasure. Oh Allah, please save us from this difficulty that has fallen before us. The moment he finished making this dua, the rock shifted a bit. Subhanallah. What happened? The rock shifted a bit. But it did not shift in such a way that they were able to come out. But it shifted. So the second person, he made the dua. So the first one, he used his wasila, which was that he did not waken his parents, and he would first serve his parents for the pleasure of Allah, to please Allah Azza wa Jal, understanding the importance that has been addressed by Allah Azza wa Jal about parents. That he did this act only to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, the rock moved and the second person made the dua. The second person said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I had employed certain people to do some work, and we have agreed at a certain amount of wages after they completed their work. After they all completed their work, I gave the first one the amount that we agreed upon. I gave the second one the amount that we agreed upon, and they took it. When I gave the third one, he refused it. When I gave the third one, he refused the amount that we had agreed upon. And he had left and went away. Whatever amount that was due to him, I kept it. And I invested that amount. And it started growing. There were camels out of it. There were servants out of it. There was so much that came out of those wages. So after some time, this person came back. And he said, I am here to collect my wages. After a very long time, he says, I am here to collect my wages. Allahu Akbar. What did this person say to him? He says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I pointed to him that you see those camels, you see those goats, you see all those servants. They all belong to you. That is your wages. They all belong to you. Take them. This person, he says, No, you must be joking. He said, no, it's not a joke. This is what belongs to you. Take it. He says, Ya Allah, this person took everything and he left. If what I had done, Ya Allah, it was only for your pleasure. If what I had done, it was only for your pleasure. Ya Allah, please save us from this difficulty. Allahu Akbar. It is reported that the rock shifted. But now, it still never gave them enough space for them to go out. Now, two people have made dua using the wasila of their good actions. Now, the third person, he also makes the dua, also using the wasila, as they have agreed when they made the mashura of how they went to go out of this difficulty. The third person made the dua. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I had a cousin sister that I had evil intentions towards her. And there was a time that came whereby drought and poverty was very high. So she came to me and asked for a certain amount of money, about 100 dinars. And I said to her, I would give you this 100 dinars under a condition. If you fulfill my evil desires. She said to me, Fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And I left her. And I did not take the money, the amount of money that I had already given to her. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. If I had done this act, I had stopped this evil action of mine only for your pleasure. O Allah Azza wa Jal, please remove these difficulties, this difficulty that has fallen upon us. And the rock had moved. It moved in such a way that they were able to go out. Three of them, their du'as was accepted. And in these three du'as that they made, that they turned to Allah Azza wa Jal, in this difficulty that they were, that had fallen upon them, they used means to get to Allah Azza wa Jal, which was their good actions. They used their actions as a wasila, as means for their du'as to be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, whenever drought threatened them, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to ask Al-Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib to make dua, to supplicate, to invoke Allah Azza wa Jal for rain. He used to say, O Allah Azza wa Jal, we used to ask our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to invoke you for rain. And you will bless us with rain. And now we ask his uncle to invoke you for rain. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with rain. And so it will rain. Allahu Akbar. He says, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. They used to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever there was drought, they would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask Allah Azza wa Jal. Like in one narration, that a man came when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing on the minbar. And he asked the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our livestock is dying because of drought. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless us with rain. And it is reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for rain. He asked Allah Azza wa Jalla for rain. And before he came down the minbar, it started pouring. Allahu Akbar. So beloved viewers of Madani Channel, when we want our du'as to be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we want a means of getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, let's use Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Use the awliya ikram. Use our good actions so that our du'as are accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. With these few words, may Allah Azza wa Jal reward us all. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dua, the essence of ibadah.